This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
On one occasion, we were constructing a new building for one of the churches where I served as founding pastor. One of the men of the church was a general contractor who volunteered to oversee the construction. And this, of course, was a blessing since he volunteered to do it at no charge. And he was highly qualified. However, we also hired another man from the church just to oversee the daily activities. One day, this second man came to me expressing deep concern. You see, the general contractor, the businessman who volunteered to do the work, was using language on the job that was not becoming to any Christian man. And as a senior pastor, I had the responsibility to confront this issue. Well, this was a very difficult task, and it was a painful experience. You see, I had to ask this man to resign from his leadership role in the church since he also served on our lay leadership team. And what made this experience even more difficult was this man was also my friend. Well, since that experience, I've discovered other businessmen who claim to be Christians and yet live this kind of dichotomous life. They never use this kind of language around their families or close friends, but once they enter their business environment, they become different personalities, and somehow they justify this inappropriate language as being necessary to win respect. But sadly, they lose it. Today, we live in a world that is filled with crude and bad language. In some settings, it has become the norm. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians that foolish talking and crude joking are not suitable for Christians. All that we do should be done to honor Jesus Christ, and this includes our language.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.